Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the picks for Week 5 College, Week 4 NFL. Nolan, what happened last night?
You guys won with the Seahawks. I lost with the Cardinals. Updated standings on the year. Vinny with a 4-pick lead over Bob and a 7-pick lead over me.
Damn.
Might as well give up right now. We're going rapid fire here, starting in college. TCU taking on Arizona State. Arizona State actually unranked but favored in this one, and I'm going with them.
I'm taking TCU. I'm taking TCU on the road.
Yeah, they've been looking good offensively
yes,
here. I'm going to go with the Vinny here. I'm taking the old Horned Frogs there.
USC traveling to take on Illinois, but they are significant favorites in this one. And, I'm not going to get crazy here. USC.
I'm taking Illinois. Illinois gave up almost 0.75, you know, last week to Indiana. I think that they're going to come back. They were ranked in the top 10.
They were ninth.
Yeah. I'm taking Illinois at home.
Yeah, what a difference a week makes. Ninth now home dogs. I'm going Trojans.
Ohio State and Washington, a chance to see the Terps' next opponent in action here. But Ohio State, your number one team in the country, can't pick against them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm sticking Ohio State.
Yeah, this spread was 12. It's down to 7.5, but I see the Buckeyes doing a little damage here.
LSU, number 4 in the country. Ole Miss is the home team here. They're ranked 13th, and it's practically a pick 'em. Ole Miss favored by 1.5. Give me LSU, though.
Give me Kiffin over Kelly. I'll take
Saw
Kiffin.
That coming. Saw that coming.
I'm going to go with Burt Jones's Bayou Bengals, LSU.
How about Auburn and Texas A&M? A&M favored by 6.5 at home.
A&M.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
A&M.
I'm going out Auburn.
Indiana, Iowa. I'm going with Indiana here.
I take IU, Indiana.
Yeah, spread's 8.5. Iowa, they're not going to score 60 on Iowa, I wouldn't assume, but... Fernando, now the Heisman winner, Heisman favorite. Yeah, Indiana. Yeah.
Big time matchup. Oregon traveling to take on Penn State in Happy Valley. And you know what? I think they get the win on the road. Screw the whiteout. Oregon goes in there quacking.
I think Franklin, this is his best roster. The quarterback's got to step up tomorrow night and play well. Whiteout at night is tough. I take Penn State. Otherwise, if they lose this one, Bob, I mean, then they got to go to Ohio State. They got Indiana coming in. I'll take Penn State's got to win this one.
I'm going with Oregon like Nolan. This could be a Heisman kind of separator for Aller. What's the kid's name? Moore out there with the duck. Quack, quack.
Well, you better have a 2-TV setup here. The other 7:30 kickoff, Alabama and Georgia. What a thriller here. I'm going to go with the Crimson Tide, despite being 2.5-point underdogs on the road.
Yeah, it's at Georgia. Alabama won last year at Alabama. They were up 26-0, and then it got close. And Georgia was down last week. Tennessee came back and found a way to win it. I'm going to take Georgia at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here.
And lastly, in college, Tennessee versus Mississippi State. Tennessee favored by 7.5 as the road team. I'm going to go with the Volunteers.
Yeah, Mississippi State's undefeated. I'll stay Tennessee also.
Yep, go Volunteers myself.
All right, over to the NFL here. We're starting in Dublin, Ireland. Pittsburgh and Minnesota. Tough game to pick when you talk about these international games, but I'm going to go with that Pittsburgh defense. Carson Wentz, come back down to earth a little bit.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Nolan. Ditto with that.
I'm going Minnesota because Jordan Mason's going to have a big game because Pittsburgh has a hard time maybe stopping the run. So I'm going to go with the Vikings here.
Commanders and Falcons. Vinny tipped me off to this. Jaden Daniels not going to play again. Marcus Mariota, the guy. He was good enough last week. They ran the ball a lot. Falcons defense, not so bad against the run, but even still, I'm going to stick with the Commanders here.
I'll take the Falcons. Come back from
no McLaurin third. Either, right? He no, didn't practice
no,
today. Yeah,
no McLaurin.
Hey, Debo, time to step up. I'm going Commanders.
Saints taking on the Bills. This has got to be fast and easy.
Are we joking here? Right
next now. One as well, Detroit and Cleveland.
Yeah, I'll take Detroit.
Detroit.
Yep. All right, Houston and Tennessee. Texans finally get their first win. I'm calling it. Real bold here.
I agree with you. They're good at sacking the quarterback, and Tennessee, Cam Ward is the most sacked quarterback.
Texans.
Panthers traveling to take on New England. New England not as good as I thought they might be this year. I mean, I didn't think they'd be elite, but they've been really sloppy. Tons of fumbles last week. They'll be good enough to beat Carolina, though.
I'm right there with you. I'll take New England.
I'm going Carolina.
Chargers, the darling so far this year, traveling to take on the Giants. Well, I picked against them last week, but I can't do it again here. Chargers.
Chargers.
Puffy pants Chargers.
Here's an interesting one. Philadelphia traveling to take on Tampa Bay. That's a team that's given Philadelphia issues in the past. Mm-hmm. It looked like they may have fixed their offense in the second half last week. I'm convinced enough. Give me the Eagles.
I'm right there with you. I'm taking the Eagles, too.
I'm going Baker and the boys, Tampa.
Colts taking on the Rams. Can the Colts stay undefeated? I say no. Home team Rams win here.
I'm right there with you, Rams.
Rams.
Jacksonville traveling to take on San Francisco. San Francisco losing a key player by the week, it seems. Even still, I'm going to take them here.
If it was in Jacksonville, I'd take Jacksonville. Because it's in San Fran, I'll take San Fran.
Yeah, Purdy might play, but I'm taking Jacksonville with the upset. The nose and the hair comes through when it matters.
Chicago traveling to Vegas. Call me crazy. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to take the Bears here. Back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears, too. Caleb Williams had a hell of a game, and maybe they're on to something here.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
And Green Bay taking on Dallas. Homecoming.
Bay. Yeah, Green Bay.
Homecoming for Parsons.
Yeah, you got 99, now 100 problems for Sean Pack.
And lastly here, the game we've been discussing all week long, Baltimore in Kansas City. Baltimore actually favored as the road team here. If you're asking for my prediction, I teased it earlier, but I am picking the Chiefs. 29-27, so no, it's not 30 points, but it's very close. Look, even without these injury concerns, even without the Ravens' defense being absolutely porous so far this season, quite frankly, the Chiefs just have the Ravens' number in the Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes era. Until I'm proven otherwise, I just think there's some black magic, some voodoo, whatever you want to call it. You can say that those past matchups have nothing to do with what's going on this year. I would disagree because the common denominator, coaching, Andy Reid, better than John Harbaugh, and maybe Lamar's better than Mahomes, especially this year, but with the ball in his hands late, Mahomes is unstoppable, and that's what's going to happen here. Late drive, game-winning field goal.
I'm trying to look up to see if Travis Jones or if Ronnie's practicing. That's what I was trying to find out, but I can't see. I got the Ravens 27-24. I think the Ravens offense will make plays, and I think they're going to be able to run the football if those guards and centers can get up on the linebackers, then there's going to be creases in there.
I'm going to go Ravens 24-16. I don't know where all these points are coming from. Kansas City's offensively challenged. I don't know, the Ravens defense, Brittany just did the stats, is pretty abysmal at this point in time. Let's not forget.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Harrison Butker's missed 2 field goals and 2 extra points. That will become a talking point in Kansas City on Monday morning, but the Ravens can't fall to 1-3. I'm sorry. 24-16, hometown team.
I hope you're right.
But I'm usually wrong.
By the way, the Butker game winner will be from 50 plus. Calling it.
Oh.
Yep.
Damn, look at you. You're just driving that hammer
home.
I
know what I'm doing here. Trust me.
All righty. There's Nola McGraw. Vinny, you're off for the weekend. Enjoy the weekend. It's a beautiful day.
A lot of football.
Yeah, take care of what you got to do today. Coming up next, however, it's Ribbon It with Ryan. We can talk Ravens with him, 410-583-1057. Ryan will listen to you. Well, obviously, go to talk Orioles. Final three games of the regular season. Trevor Rogers, you want to talk about a prediction? Orioles are going to win 2 out of 3 in the Bronx and cost the Yankees the American League East. They've already clinched a playoff spot, of course, but right now tied with the Blue Jays. That's where I'm going with the Birds of Baltimore. Hey, Coby Mayo, keep hitting. You'll look good in the uniform that the Orioles trade you to get a starting pitcher in the offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.